We continue our learning. We are in Pesach and Paragimel, Mishnah Beis. Batzek shebesidke areva. He have dough that got remains in the cracks of a kneading trough. So it's a kli, and it's normal. You have a batzek, you have dough that's left over in there that it was used, let's say, for dough. So it's understandable that there may be cracks there, and there's dough that's left over. So says the Mishnah like this: Im yesh kezayis b'makom echad chayev levayir. If there's a kezayis in one place, then you have to burn it. You have to get it out of the cracks, and you have to burn it before Pesach. Vimlo, but if you don't have a kezayis in one place, maybe you could add a kezayis together, little pieces all together. But you don't have one kezayis in one section of this kli. Batel b'miuto. It's batel because it's so little, and it's as if it's it doesn't exist. Now, the Gemara comes to qualify this and says like this: dough can be used not only for food, for eating, but dough can also be used almost like clay to fill in cracks. So it's possible that there are cracks in this particular areva, in this trough, in the kneading trough, and the reason the dough is there and we're using the dough is to fill in the cracks. So that may have some relevance for us. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says like this, and this is the qualification of the Gemara: Lo shanu ela b'makom ha'asri l'chazek. This was not taught, meaning, if you don't have a kezayis, one full kezayis in one place, we say it's batel, you don't have to worry about it, you don't have to burn it, ignore it. That's only it's in a makom ha'asri l'chazek. That's where the dough in that place is there to strengthen cracks, broken areas of the kli, or it's filling in a hole, let's say. So then we assume a person is mevatalit there. It's not considered dough anymore. It's a little piece of filling in a hole, and that's all. Aval b'makom she'ein asur l'chazek. But if it's in a place where it's not there to fill in a crack, to fill in a hole, but it's really regular dough, then chayev levayir. Then if it's less than a kezayis in that place, after be mevayir it, because a person is not mevatalit, and maybe he'll change his mind. So then if you put together that little piece of much less than a kezayis with several others, and they all add up to a kezayis, you have a problem. So therefore, that is the qualification of the Mishnah. So again, it says, Batzek shebesidke areva, if there's a kezayis b'makom echad, chayev levayir, and if not, it's batel b'miuto. It's only batel b'miuto if it's not there for food, if it's there to fill in the crack. But otherwise, you'd be chayev to get rid of it. And so you see, if there is this kezayis, but let's say you have a full kezayis. A full kezayis, even if it's in a place where it's filling in a crack, you chayev to mevayir it, based on this understanding of the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah says, v'chein le'inyan hatuma. And the same thing is with respect to tuma. What does that mean? Let's say you have a sheretz, a dead sheretz, it's an ava tuma, high level of tuma, and it touched this dough that's on this areva, on this kli, on Pesach. So so now we have to worry about, we have to worry whether or not do we assume that the kli becomes tameh? Do we assume that that's something we have to worry about? Well, part of the question is whether that dough is considered a chatzitza. It's considered a break, an interposition between that and the kli. Meaning, a sheretz can be metameh a kli. That's true. Directly, the kli becomes a rishon l'tuma, just like a person becomes a rishon l'tuma if it touches the sheretz. But if the sheretz touches food, food will not then be able to be metame the kli. So here is the same question. If the dough that we're talking about is dough that needs to be burnt, meaning it's the size of a kezayis, so because it's a davar ha'asur, so now it has chashivos, I have to get rid of it. And since it has chashivos, and I have to get rid of it, it also has the status of a chatzitza bifnei hatuma. It's considered an interposition, and the areva is tahora because the sheretz is not touching the areva, the kli, directly. And therefore, the areva is not mekabel tuma at all. But if, let's say, it's not a kezayis, and therefore it doesn't need to be burnt, and it's batel to the kli, so then all I have here is a sheretz and a kli. because the dough is meaningless. It's batel, and therefore it's like the sheretz is touching the areva itself, even if it's touching only the dough, but the dough is batel to the kli. So therefore this halacha applies, what we said about getting rid of the chametz applies to the tumah laws as well. What about the rest of the year? So the rest of the year has nothing to do with this particular shear, a kezias or not a kezias. It all has to do whether you're makpid on it or not. Says the Mishnah, makpid olav chotzeitz. So the rest of the year, if you're makpid on it and you want to get rid of it and take it off, then it's chotzeitz. Then it's considered a chatzitza, even if it's less than a kezias. And the areva is tahora because the sheretz didn't touch the areva directly. Vimrotze bikiyuma, but let's say you want the dough to stay in the cracks of the areva. You don't plan on getting rid of it. Hareyu kareva. Then it's considered as part of the areva. And even if the shear is more than a kezias, it's not going to be chotzeitz, because remember, the rest of the year, the measure is not kezias or less than a kezias, has to do whether you're makpid. If you're makpid, it's a chatzitza, and if you want it to stay there, then there's no chatzitza, and the sheretz is metame it directly. Then the Mishnah says, batzeik hacheresh. Let's say you have a deaf mute. You have a doe that you can't recognize any simane that it's chametz. That's why we call it a cheresh, the deaf mute. You talk to it and you don't see any response. That's why we call it a batzek cheresh. Some say it's because when you hit it, it doesn't make any noise. Some say it's not batzek cheresh, it's batzek cheresh. It's hard as earthenware and you can't recognize whether it became chametz. So how do I figure it out? Is it chametz or not? Im yesh kayot sebo shehechmetz, if I have another dough that was kneaded at the same time and that I noticed became chametz, then hareza aser. Then this batek you can assume is also as well. It's also chametz, and you have to get rid of it before Pesach. Let's say you don't have any other one to compare it to. So the Gemara gives a shear, the amount of time it takes a person to walk a mil, which is 2,000 amos, walking at a regular pace. So that's the amount of the. How much is that? So we are saying we're machmir that that's 18 minutes. The Rambam held it was 2/5 of an hour, which is 24 minutes. But that's where that number, famous number, comes from. Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel Ketzan Mafrishin Chala B'Tuma B'Yom Tov. So here we have a problem. You have a dough and became tame on Pesach. So I want to separate Chala. So which is wonderful. Now if the Isa were Tahora, what do? You separate challah and you bake it and you give it to a kohen and you bake it into matzah and then that's great. You don't want it to become chametz. You give it to the kohen and there it is. But if the isa is tamea, so the challah that you mafresh from it, it cannot be eaten by a kohen. So if it can't be eaten by a kohen, then I'm not allowed to bake it on yantif. Because it's afiyah shelo letzorech. There's no heter of ochel nefesh there. And I can't burn it because he can't burn kachim, karbanos, truma, etc. on Yom Tov, based on a pasuk. And, which we're not going to get into now. We've mentioned that, and I believe in Masechah Shabbos. You can't feed it to the dog of a Kohen because that's considered biur, and you're not allowed to be memayer, kachim, karbanos, holy foods, truma, etc. on Yom Tov. And truma is also, besides that issue, is really food that I shouldn't be feeding to my animal anyway, if it's roi la'adam. Now, on another yontif, what would I do if it weren't Pesach? Yeah, this is what you do. You'd mafrish the challah from the dough that was tameh and leave it till matzah yontif, and then you burn it. On Pesach, though, of course, I can't leave it till night, because till after yontif, it may become chametz. What do I do? Ketzad mafrishin challah betumah from a dough that became tameh har mafrish challah. On yontif of Pesach. Rabbi Yezer Omer, lo tikra l'ashem ad she'teyafeh. I have the solution. The woman who, or the person who is kneading the dough, don't call it challah. Right? Don't be mafrish challah until after you bake it. But the evidence after you bake it, and according to Rabbi Ezra, certainly you can be mafrish challah at that point. So that's what we're going to opt for in this case. So I baked up this way, since I didn't call it challah at all, so then I'm allowed to, so it's not challah, so it's not challah to me, you're not allowed to eat, but it's not challah yet. Now it's just bread. Now it's just dough. So that I'm allowed to have on Yom Tov. So I'm allowed to bake the whole thing. And then, because each of every piece of this, every piece of the dough potentially is roi l'achila, because you could say, you know, that's not the challah that's going to the Kohen, because nothing has been separated yet. So that is his solution. And then on Motzei Yontif, so do I do. So then I, afterwards, then I leave, I call it challah, and then I burn it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, no, different option. Tatil Bitzone, the person should separate challah normally, as you're supposed to. Shouldn't be baking the whole thing. You're not supposed to, because challah, you're not supposed to be baking challah that's tamea. Call it challah and separate it and put it in cold water so it doesn't become chametz. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, I disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. According to him, even if you don't call it challah, it's still usher to bake, because every one of those doughs, potentially there's challah inside. So it's not ruy l'achila. So it's afila shelo tzarech. It's a violation of baking on yontif for something that you're not allowed to. Rabbi Eliezer, though, disagrees with Rabbi Ben Seira. He says, no, to put it into cold water, that's going to help. You have to be worried. Maybe it will become chametz anyway. Rabbi Yeshua, different opinion. Lo zehu chametz shemuzharin alav bal yabal yamatzei. He says, after the Baal, the person who owns the dough, calls it challah, I'm not worried anymore about Yabal Yimatze, because the Pasuk says, lo yer elecha chametz, shelcha yatoroeh, bala Torah shel acherim, this is not yours. So ele mafrashta, very simple, mafrashta, separate challah, uman chatar erev, and leave it around till the evening. You don't have to put it in cold water, because what's the problem? You're owning chametz, it becomes chametz, no Baal Yabal Yimatze, this is not yours. It's challah, belongs to the Kohen, belongs to someone else, belongs to Hashem. So the Gemara explains the basis of Machlokes is Rabbi Eliezer holds, since after you separate challah, I could potentially go to a chacham and like a neder and oker and uproot my words. So therefore, the whole dough goes back to potentially becoming tevel, and we consider it his. And therefore, you can't, don't tell me it's not yours. Potentially, it could become, return to become yours. So therefore, there is a problem if it becomes chametz, obala yabari masei. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera happens to hold that way as well, but he remembers Yardi Rabbi Eliezer and says, you're not allowed to bake the entire Isa when there's challah inside. That's baking shelo l'tzarech. And Rabbi Yeshua argues on both and says, if you haven't asked a chacham yet, so we don't say, well, because I could ask a chacham and get out of this challah business and it'll return to becoming tevel, therefore it's mine. No, we don't assume that. We assume you haven't asked a chacham yet. We assume that the challah that's separated is not yours, and it's not a problem of because it's not a violation, because you only violate when it's l'cha, and this is not l'cha.